The New York Times reports that hundreds of Afghan civilians killed in American airstrikes may have died because of faulty intelligence given to U.S. forces by local Afghans. The report also says that overwhelming force from the air has resulted in civilian deaths, even when military targets were correctly identified and hit. In Afghanistan, resentment is increasing over civilian casualties since more than 50 people attending a wedding party were killed in American airstrikes this month. The Afghan foreign minister told The Times he will no longer be able to actively support U.S. air raids if the errors continue. Stephen Walt is a professor of international affairs at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Good morning.
Good morning.
The problem of civilian casualties can't be any worse in Afghanistan than it has been in other conflicts involving the U.S.
I think that's right. Accidental deaths, whether it's killing your own forces by accident or killing innocent civilians, is a part of every war. It's essentially in the nature of complicated military operations that you're going to make mistakes from time to time, even if you try very, very hard not to.
So why is there so much attention this time?
Well, partly because of the sense of moral outrage that the United States has felt. We now find ourselves in a position, having lost 3,000 innocent lives in the United States, we may be taking hundreds of innocent lives inadvertently in Afghanistan. And given that part of what we're attempting to do is, isolate al-Qaeda, keep them on the defensive, anything that undermines our legitimacy and undermines the support we're going to have over there threatens the overall campaign on terrorism.
American firepower is more accurate than ever, so why are there so many civilian deaths and injuries?
Well, these are large organizations engaged in a complicated operation. They're using very destructive, lethal devices, operating with some uncertainty, having to make rapid decisions, and in this case, if the Times report is accurate, relying in part on intelligence from local Afghans rather than our own spotters, and the motives of some of the people we're relying upon may be mixed. That is to say, they may be using American air power in an attempt to deal with political conflicts of their own or political rivalries of their own.
One warlord wiping out another warlord's troops.
Exactly.
If the U.S. doesn't conduct airstrikes, what should it be doing?
Well, I think this whole incident suggests that the value of air power and military power in general in the war on terrorism is now declining. It had a role to play at the beginning in eliminating the Taliban and eliminating al-Qaeda's safe haven. But at this point, defeating terrorism is mostly intelligence and law enforcement, not large-scale military operations. The more we engage in sort of heavy-handed military actions using the Air Force as a kind of aerial posse, makes us look heavy-handed and insensitive and undermines the overall effort.
Is there a better way to differentiate between civilians in Afghanistan and members of al-Qaeda or the Taliban?
We will never be entirely perfect. I mean, that's the thing to remember. There are always going to be mistakes. But if we're going to engage in these kinds of operations, it's probably going to require a larger on-the-ground American presence to provide the intelligence rather than relying solely upon the Afghans. And we're going to have to consult more effectively with the Afghan government.
So this isn't so much an intelligence failure as it is inadequate intelligence.
I think that's right. I mean, it depends what you mean by the source of it. It's a case of getting the wrong information or not enough information. And again, remembering that if we've seen this in every air campaign, there are always going to be a few mistakes made no matter how careful you try to be.
But this goes all the way back to the beginning of this operation. Why hasn't the military adjusted and put more people in the field?
I think the American military has been sensitive all along about getting its own forces a little bit too close. We saw this in some of the ground operations, both Operation Anaconda and the battles up in Tora Bora. We've been a little bit skittish about using our own forces too close to the actual sort of point of contact. And I think that one of the consequences of a hands-off approach to these military operations is you're going to be a little less accurate, a little less reliable.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Stephen Walt is a professor of international affairs at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government.